Yo, I'm building my own dream. All because y'all said I couldn't. We come so far, standing up. Had to go, now this ain't from love. Can't win a team, the dance is day one. I'm building my dreams, so don't wake me up. Welcome to another edition of the How to Build Your Own Dreams podcast. Yo. I am Erin Knight, co-founder of Build Your Own Dreams.
I'm Brandon Boone, co-founder of Build Your Own Dreams, and we are here.
Y'all,
we still in Nashville, y'all.
Don't know what we've gone through to make this very episode. So first and foremost, we are snowed in.
Snow.
I Six live inches. Less than 15 minutes away, but I had to sleep on the couch last night because it's a ton of snow here. We were trying to have a productive night, planning. Me and Shalika were going over like our 90-day year. If you don't know about that, look it up. We got pizza, all the things.
Slim and Huskies, what's happening?
Shout out to Slim and Huskies. And then I got stuck. It snowed so much, I'm still here. It's midnight.
The whole day we've been in this little nice Airbnb, it's nice. But it's small, you know what I'm saying?
Brave, big going, stir crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been cool, but we're still here. The crazy thing is, this is really only the, second episode
we've recorded
because we're having a ton of issues with GarageBand, our mics, all that. So y'all don't understand. We've endured a snowstorm. We've endured talking through our entire year and we kind of like getting serious about stuff. And now super late at night, Brandon has tried to get this thing to work for about an hour.
It's like midnight right now.
But y'all, this is why it didn't. We could have recorded two or three episodes yesterday, but it kept cutting off. So if y'all are hearing this, just know we spent a lot of time, really Brandon spent a lot of time overcoming adversity. And this is the byproduct of a snowstorm in Nashville. So we're grateful that you're here. I think that's what we need to talk about today is overcoming adversity.
Oh, yeah. Cause it's going to happen. You can't shake it. It's going to happen.
If you want to be great, you got to overcome adversity.
Facts. And it's never considered a failure unless you quit. So you just got to keep going. But obviously, we just did. We finna have a fire episode. So you just got to keep pushing through. But I guess let's kind of talk about how.
How to overcome adversity?
Yeah.
So for me, a very important first step of the process is accepting this suck. Sometimes, especially the way that I grew up, my mom would be like, don't say that. It's fine. Don't fret. It's fine. And so I grew up being upset and having to internalize that and then being like dysregulated within myself and frustrated and trying to overcome stuff. You can overcome stuff when you're clear-minded and when you're focused, but you can't be focused unless you actually accept what's going on. So for me personally, some people are good at just powering through. I'm really, really way more effective if I just accept how much it sucks and accept how upset I am. If I cry about it or even just vent to somebody like, man, I got to go through this. I'm not looking for an out. I just want some compassion in the moment and somebody to see me and hopefully understand like, dang, this is hard. Let me care for you in that moment. So for me, accepting the suck is the number one first thing in overcoming adversity.
Yeah, I think the second thing is evaluating the situation.
Yes.
So accepting it, you know what I'm saying, is what it is. It sucks. It's hard. This is a season that you're in. Second is evaluating, like, how did you get here? You know what I'm saying? What went wrong? Where did it go wrong? How can I fix the mistakes that I made? If mistakes were made,
sometimes it's just life.
It just happens, you know what I'm saying? You can't control everything, especially in this creative entrepreneur journey. Things gonna happen. That's some things you can control, you know what I'm saying? Some things you just can't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so
you
got to evaluate accepting that responsibility is big. Because if you're always blaming somebody, like for instance, I got stuck because I could have left after we got pizza. We went to Slim and Huskies. We came back. It wasn't that treacherous, but I wanted to vibe, and I felt, and we had a plan to go over our 90-day year, the three of us, and really plan. So I was like, I want to go over the plan instead of go home and chance coming back tomorrow. So by the time I went to leave, Shalika was like, if you can't drive, like, I don't think you should leave, but if you want to leave, go ahead. But if you start driving and you don't feel good about it, turn around. I got about a mile down the road. every time I turned right, I turned right out of the driveway. I turned right. I turned left, then I turned right, then I turned right. By the time I took my third right, every time I turned right, I was sliding. And I was like, man, I don't have anything to prove. So I have to accept responsibility that I stayed too long, or that I was more concerned with finishing the 90-day plan than I was with getting home. So as much as I wanted to sleep in my really comfortable bed last night, I wanted to be safe, and I would rather be here because I could have had a way more productive day being here already with Brandon working on stuff than being at home and being like, hey, you want to get on the phone? We might have not ever got as much done as we did today because we were in the same building. So
vision.
Accepting responsibility is big. So first is accept the suck for me, and then the second one is evaluate the situation. The third thing to me is come up with a plan. Yeah. So you can accept the situation and then evaluate it, and then you could just stop there, which is what a lot of people do. They're like, man, I know I made a mistake here, and I probably could have done this, and yada, yada, yada. But if you don't make a plan, then there's never any opportunity for you to make steps towards overcoming the actual obstacle. So last night when I realized I was stuck here, I was like, cool. Shalika was like, here are the sheets, you know, and I made up a bed, whatever. And we were just like, cool, tomorrow we're going to record more podcasts and we're going to talk through the year. So we had a plan for that. We've been doing a lot of different stuff today. Brandon been working on stuff. I've been sorting through parts of my life that haven't been the funniest, sitting in the car a little bit, but we had agreed to a plan to podcast some more and to finish planning our next 90 days as a company. So 10 o'clock, we got really real.
Yeah.
And it's midnight now, but we had to stick to the plan because we faced a ton of adversity last year as a company. We finally reached the point of clarity a few weeks ago, and now we're just following through. So creating a plan is your next step.
Yeah. I think this going to be out of order now, but this is first thing coming. And we kind of freestyling this too, y'all.
We haven't talked about this, but this is good. We feed off of each other.
This is unscripted. I think the fourth one is don't be afraid to ask for help. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's actual help where you need somebody to come in and help you do something, or just asking for feedback or another perspective on the situation, because that can help you see things differently. It kind of goes back,
right? He's asking for feedback.
Exactly. It kind of goes back to the evaluation thing. It's like, okay, you can evaluate yourself, but that's just your perspective. If you asking somebody else, they might give you a whole nother perspective that you haven't even thought of yet. And that's going to get you thinking, okay, when it comes to planning, now you got a whole nother plan that kind of gets you to a whole nother level. So I think especially, I think Black people is we don't like to ask for help when it comes to certain things
because it makes us feel weak or like we're inadequate or we're like dumb or something like that.
Yeah. So don't be scared to ask for help or just advice, perspective. Like if you have people in your, especially if you have it, like if you don't really have nobody, cool. But a lot of us really do have people. You know what I'm saying?
We'd be like, nobody cares about me, but it's like, we can ask somebody.
You definitely can ask somebody. It don't have to be anybody in your same field, you know what I'm saying? It could be just a friend that has nothing to do with what you're doing. It could be, I don't know, a mentor or, you know, whoever. It don't have to be somebody in your space. Cause I think that's something that we're kind of good at too. Like, I always ask Shalika for advice. She's wisdom, not in the music wisdom, space, but she has wisdom, you know what I'm saying? She's in the education space, but her mindset, her perspective that she has when it comes to what she does in the education field, a lot of times helps us see things differently. Mm-hmm. So just ask for help, y'all. It's okay. It doesn't make you weak. You know what I'm saying? It just gives you a different perspective, and that different perspective can, like, it can open a whole nother thought process.
Yeah, it may not even be that answer, but the thought process that's open.
Yeah.
I think along the same lines as ask for help is find accountability. That's another type of help that you need. So even today, okay, so Shalika is asleep right now in the next room, and she was just like, okay, so when I put Brave down, y'all gonna start podcasting?
She was drilling us about this podcast.
But it's because we had said yesterday, cool, since the computer wasn't working, whatever, whatever, we just gonna drink whiskey and hang out. But today the goal was to film the podcast. So it doesn't matter that it's 9, 10, 11 o'clock. We had set the goal, so there's accountability. Same with Brandon and I. It's like we set year plans, month plans, week plans, because when we tell each other, there's accountability. Hey, we got to do this. Hey, this was accountability. And it's not like we're upset at each other, but it's like, I don't want to do this.
Right.
Or he's like, I don't want to do this. And it's like, that's cool. He may be like, I don't want to do this. And I'll just be like, so the next step is, you know, and then same with me. He'll be like, hey, can you finish this? It's a matter of accountability. Like, we're accountable to each other, which makes us accountable to ourselves because we know the other person is going to ask us about the thing. And then, like, we just started a group. We started a mastermind with a group of friends just last night. So we're going to be meeting once a month. So we came up with a format yesterday to give to the group. And the group is for the sake of accountability. And so I have a book called How to Be Excellent, A Beginner's Guide to Achieving the Unbelievable. And I have a framework for excellence, and it comes under the word care. Community, accountability, resources, and exceptionality. So the second step to me in almost anything is having the accountability to say, hey, you said you wanted to do that thing. I'm holding you accountable to the thing that you said you wanted to do, and I'm going to follow up with you. So there's several types of accountability I cover in the book. And it's a short book. So if you want to get it, it's $5. It's on Amazon. If you sign up for the Kindle app, it's free, but it still counts as a download towards me. But you can read it. It's 18 pages. It takes 21 minutes to get through the book. I think it's worth your time. I narrate the book, so if you get it on Audible, you get to hear my voice. But there's several ways to be accountable or to get accountability. If you want, if you have a good community or just a few friends, your friends can hold you accountable.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like naming something. So like I named my education course the Excellence Academy, and that required me to show up in a different way than just be like, it's not the mediocre academy.
Right.
So I had to come.
You have to lead by excellence.
Exactly.
Because it's the Excellence Academy.
I had to come prepared every time when I taught. So naming something, like our company's called Build Your Own Dreams. So when we feel like nobody's giving us a shot, the accountability is in the name. We can't be like, well, nobody gave us a shot. So it's like we have to build our own dream.
Facts.
So the naming something is a form of accountability. Community is a form of accountability. But you can also create a reward system to create accountability. So when I used to, now I'm better at it, but when I was really trying to build the habit of working out, I had a reward for myself, but I had a tangible reward that I would leave at my friend's house. I couldn't get it from them unless I worked out 4 times a week. So like there's so many different ways that you can hold yourself accountable. If you say, oh, I don't have a community, get creative, but you'll never be accountable to a system or a community if you're not accountable to yourself. So be accountable to yourself first. And then, but that's a really big thing is yes, hold yourself accountable for the mistakes, but then also find accountability for the steps that you want to take in the plan that you're creating.
Right. No, that's good.
So the audio just cut out
again,
but we had recorded for a whole 5 minutes. So I'm just letting y'all know, in this episode, we are actually overcoming adversity. And Brandon has been troubleshooting. We was on the internet looking at solves. So just know we're living through this in a very micro way, but this was our whole last year.
Facts.
Overcoming adversity. And I think it's been a theme for our whole lives.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, like,
it's always.
A lot of people, I'm about to recap, but a lot of people think that what we do is fun and easy, whatever, because we smile. We smile because we know what our purpose is and because we have overcome so much. it's a part of the process and we're aware of that. It don't make it easy. I cried a ton last year. I cried probably more than I've ever cried last year. But people just envy the place that we're at and don't know that what it takes to get there.
Right.
And so, again, we're just on a very small level. This podcast is going to be massive, and we're going to have a whole team troubleshooting, problem solving. Me and B going to be sitting drinking whiskey or wine or whatever while they're I was drinking while wine. He was figuring it out. But until then, it's got to be me on my phone looking at troubleshooting stuff and B sitting here figuring it out. So overcoming adversity, the first step was embrace the suck. We both literally sucked our teeth and we're like, damn, what is going on with this thing?
Man, I'm finna close this laptop, cut this camera out, put on a movie,
but here's the
call
thing,
it a night.
That's what we did yesterday. So we couldn't because there's a level of accountability. So first is embrace the suck, right? The second thing is to evaluate the situation.
Yeah.
Third is to come up with a plan. Fourth is to ask for help. Fifth is to find accountability. And then number six, which is what we were supposed to be talking about. We talked about it and then it got cut off. Number six is to reevaluate.
Yeah.
So you got to keep going, right? So you do all five and then you're like, okay, now we're rocking. We're moving through this thing. You need to evaluate if it makes sense, right? So just then, I know he was going to look at me and be like, man, F this. And he knew I was about to be on the accountability side. Can we try one more time? Not because I don't validate that he's working hard to try to fix this, but because it's more important for us to fight through this and give y'all this episode, at least right now. A couple more minutes, 20 more minutes, I probably would have been like, okay, we can hang it up. But if we try for a little bit, let's try to give this a good college try. One, because this episode is about adversity, but two, because we said we were going to record four episodes and we haven't even gotten through two, right? So reevaluate with our club itis. We talked about that last episode. We spent 3 hours yesterday, almost 3 hours, like 2.5 hours.
I was over it.
Trying to figure out how to make the money work for our Valentine's edition. We're doing a Fat Tuesday edition. And then we were like, to make more money while I'm in Austin, let's do a Valentine's Day edition. With the venue space, the price of the chef, all these different things, we could not make it work. We were evaluating the prices of food. We were reaching out to caterers, all these different things. Today, we called it and said it doesn't make sense. But we spent the time yesterday to problem solve, get the prices. We spent time waiting, evaluating. There's accountability because we want to throw events. It just didn't work. So you have to reevaluate. You can't just do stuff just to do it. And I feel like that's what we've been doing
right
the last year, but really even the whole time as a company, almost to the point of like not wanting people to think we don't have any motion or because we're not focused on one thing. We're doing a lot of things. And then you step back and you look and you're like, yeah, you did the thing, but did it make sense?
And with the reevaluation, a sell point is don't be scared to pivot, you know what
True.
I'm saying? Because a lot of times you'll reevaluate, but you don't want to take steps backwards, per se, you know what I'm saying? Or you be like, well, I did all this work, let me just keep going. Which, it makes sense in some situations, but in other situations, you just got to pivot, yo. You got to just move a different direction. You just got to go a different way. And if that means you got to turn all the way around.
That was me last night. Like, I was like, I'm going home. And I drove and I was like, let me pivot. I turned back around and brought my tail right back to this Airbnb.
If that means you got to turn all the way around and, you know what I'm saying, go the other direction, it is what it is. Because at the end of the day,
that's what we're doing as a company.
Facts. Because at the end of the day, if you keep going down the wrong way, you're going to end up way off the path in regards to just turning around and going back the right way.
And frustrated.
You know what I'm saying?
And angry and asking God, why'd you let me? He's like,
nah, I told y'all to go the other way.
I sent you all these signs. Your stomach was turning. There was snow on the road. And you kept driving because you wanted to do this thing.
Or you end up stuck. Come on now.
Yep.
Ooh. You end up stuck in the snow. You know what I'm saying? Now you can't go anywhere.
Your wheels are turning.
You can't go the wrong way. You can't go the right way. You're just stuck. And that's when you quit. And then when you quit, that's when you fail.
Yep. And that's the only way you fail is when you quit.
Yeah.
So it's like you have to be consistently reevaluating what yep. you're doing. And that's even us. We got stuck last year because we kept trying to go down a path that we knew we weren't supposed to go down. Mm-hmm. There were subtle signs of it, and that happened multiple times, to the point that even though it was unfortunate, and we talked about this a little bit last episode, our communication is better now, though. We're not second guessing when one person says, like, even like last week, there was something we had already committed to and agreed to, and Brandon was like, are we supposed to be doing this? And I was like, oh shoot. I immediately was like, all right, I'm about to start praying.
Yeah.
Because it's to the point now that we have gone through so much, it makes us, in the reevaluation period, it makes us say, you know, some people are like, no, yeah, I paused and prayed, or okay, yeah, I thought about it. But if your mind is already made up, even if somebody tells you to think about it, you like thought about it, but you already
said.
Yeah,
really, right. Yeah.
It's to the point now that we could be walking down a path. Today we did this. There's something we spent money on. Like a lot. It's expensive. A lot of money.
Why?
Because I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it on the mic. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know who's gonna see this. But
that's crazy.
We spent a lot of money on a project that we're invested in, and when I say a lot, it's
I think it's okay to say we was reevaluating the situation to make sure it's still basic.
Just because we were reevaluating something that we spent. It's not like a life-changing amount of money, but as a business right now, we are operating super lean.
Nigga, every penny counts.
We stopped taking a salary last year. We're in the process of like working through a lot of really, we got into a lot of debt last year. I'll just say it. We got into a lot of debt last year.
Oh, you say that, but you won't say it.
No, I'm not going to talk about the project. Come on. We got into a lot of debt last year because it wasn't, I want to hold responsibility for it. I'm not going to put it on anybody else. We ended up in a lot of debt because we trusted people instead of our guts.
Facts.
And so because of that, we opted to lay off our team and stop taking a salary last year. And so now we're paying off this debt, and we decided to front some cash for a project that we thought was going to make sense.
Yeah.
Today, I was like, does it make sense? And we're at the point now that even if we spend money on something and we feel like we're not supposed to be there, damn, we shouldn't have spent that money. But like, at least we stopped ourselves before laying in a bed that we didn't believe
right.
was a safe space for us anymore. So we had a 15-minute, it didn't take long, but we had a 15-minute kind of back and forth. We talked to our ops about it.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, I don't know what y'all want to do. And I was like, what you want to do? And then she was like, I think this, and this. And then I'm like, it's whatever. You tell me. And he was like, let's do it. So there should be a consistent reevaluation process, especially if you're in a partnership with somebody, to where there's a freedom to be like, I know we already took steps in this direction, but is this the right place? And if you don't have a business partner, for yourself, facts. I know I have committed to this thing, and you should stick with your commitments. But is this commitment detrimental? Could I have pre-thought about this a little bit more? So I think reevaluation is really, really, really important.
Yeah. I mean, I think we hit it on the head. If y'all have other steps or other advice or feedback in regards to overcoming adversity, let us know. Drop a comment. As I always say, please go subscribe to YouTube. Leave a review on Apple Music. I say Apple. Is it Apple Music?
Yeah, Apple Podcast.
Spotify, like us, add us, all of that stuff. Follow the Build Your Own Dreams on Spotify. Tap in. Tell a friend. I think we good, huh?
Thank you guys so much for the support.
Yeah, appreciate y'all. See y'all next time.